We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think he's like your close friend. Aren't you guys like buddies?
He's my boy. He's my
the
cousin.
The great CC Sabathia joins the show. Hello, CC.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? Did you just say I never got booed?
Is that true? I don't know if that.
No. First week at the stadium, I got booed off the mound.
That's right. I did do that.
And Sean did that. Sean just lied to us. Sean just said he never booed you.
That's all Yankee fans. That's all New York fans.
CeCe,
they try to pretend like they try to pretend like it was all good. Just like everybody was at Reggie's 3-4 home run game too, right?
I mean, to be honest, CeCe, that first start you had in Baltimore was a little soft with the cold weather. You
were
in the
boat. That was 15 years ago. You're talking about the first start I had in Baltimore.
Right. Why you gotta bring up old stuff, Sean?
He earned it after.
Was that it? Like outside of that first week, after that, especially after 9, where you basically carried him to a champ, would you ever boot again?
It took until like mid-May for me to be like accepted by the Yankee fans. I think I gave up 6 runs in a game against the A's. I remember giving up a bases loaded single to Matt Holliday that scored 2 runs and knocked me out of the game. I think it was 6 runs in like 5 innings in a game in May. And then after that, I kind of flipped the switch and was able to turn it on and have a better, my type of season, I guess.
Now Tiki says, as a former athlete, that the boos would motivate him. I think he's full of crap. Did the boos motivate you when the fans were doing
it? Yeah, I think I was always honest with myself, right? So I knew that if I was pitching bad, like, I would boo myself. Like, I go to Raiders games and boo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm a real fan.
Yeah, so he told me I hate my quarterback. I hate my coach. Can we get this bum out of here? I'm like, see, I'm calling this game. I can't say this on the air. So, wait. See, you're down in Georgia right now, right?
Yeah, I'm at Georgia Tech. They start the season today against Rapper.
Is he playing? Is he starting?
You know what? He took a ball to the face last Saturday in a scrimmage, so I think they're giving him a couple of days. So hopefully he plays, tomorrow or the next day.
So is he, and you just called him Little C, but I try to not call him that because he's big as hell now. But is he going to be a player?
He is, man. He is. And every time that I feel like I doubt him or feel like maybe he's not, then I come and see him and it's like, oh, yeah. I get reminded,
Yeah.
Even in the summertime, he played in Martha's Vineyard this summer. He won the MVP at the NECBL. He had a great fall. And just I just saw him right now. That's why I was called in late. He was out here talking to me, but his body looks great. He's in good spirits and he loves to work, man. Yeah. I think his superpower is he loves practice. And I think that's what's going to make him great.
Yeah, I love that, man. That's awesome. Congratulations to him. All right, see, the reason we're here, the reason we have you here, I told you the A-Rod celebration day. Wait, it's Sean Morass presents A-Rod Day. Mm-hmm. Tell us your experiences with A-Rod. We'll get to, like, the Sue and the team later, but just tell us, like, your experience with A-Rod and him as a teammate, because we don't know what it was like with him in the clubhouse.
Yeah, so Alex was probably one of the smartest baseball players I ever played with. As far as like baseball IQ, knowing what's going on, like numerous times, I would get the ball from him and grab the ball with my bare hand. After I would get it out, we would meet like in between third and in the pitcher's mound. And he would be like, hey, this guy's swinging first pitch right here. Or, hey, you might want to throw this guy a two-seamer. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just so smart. And his thought process and what he was thinking about and how he watched the game, he helped me out tremendously. And as far as being a good teammate, he was fine. And You know what I mean? I think people hear stories and want to, like, villainize him.
Yeah.
But, you know, Al's a good dude, man. And I think, you know, in a team setting, he does well.
When you got here as a free agent, I remember the whole kind of Yankees are going after you. They're going to make the biggest offer by a lot. I assumed that players would try to recruit you and kind of show you, hey, you want to come here. Did Yankee players try to recruit you, and was Alex Rodriguez one of them?
No, I didn't get any recruitment from you know what? Actually, that's a lie. I did. In 08, in spring training, I pitched a game at Steinbrenner Field in spring training. And I was running in the outfield after my start. And A-Rod came up to me. He was like, man, we're trying to get you here next year. So I did. Wow. I mean, that was the only time anybody ever said anything about me pitching for the Yankees, playing for the Yankees, until the trade deadline came. But, yeah, he was the first one to really say, hey, we're looking to try to get you here the next year.
Well, see, was it money? Was it money then that got you here?
Oh, no, I was just trying to get a chance to win. Like, at the time when I was a free agent, for me, the questions were, can I pitch in the big games? Can I pitch in the playoffs? And in my mind, all I was thinking about is she's trying to win a championship.
Yeah.
I had pitched in the playoffs in 07 in Cleveland, and I blew it. I feel like if I pitched better, then we would have won the World Series. I feel like we had the best team that year. We blew a 3-1 lead to Boston. So all these things are going on in my mind. Will I ever win a championship and all these different things? And the Yankees came calling, and I don't think you could ever pass up the Yankees if you're committed to winning, and that's what you're – all about. And
yeah,
you know, that's what I said I was all about. It just so happened they had the most money too. So that worked out. But if you're all about winning and you say that that's all you care about, there is no other place to go but the Bronx, because they try to put a field team every year to win a World Series, not just make a playoff, not just have a winning season. To win the World Series is the goal. And if you're really about that, that's where you go.
So that explains why CeCe was so mad at me the first time I met him. He was getting so mad at me because I retired before the Giants won a Super Bowl. He's like, if you would have just stayed. And I'm like, who this big ass dude about to beat me up because I left a year early. But that explains it. I mean, it was all about winning for you.
Yeah,
it's all about winning. Yeah.
And with that, CeCe, obviously a lot of the stuff we're doing today with A-Rod, the knock everybody keeps giving is he only won one. Is there any one of those teams you guys were on that sticks out more than the other, where it's more upsetting to look back and think you couldn't get another one?
I think that the next year, 2010, if you just look at that roster, I mean, but I think the 09 team, I don't think we get enough credit for being one of the better Yankee teams of all time. Like, that 09 team was pretty good. You look at the infield, it's one of the best infields to ever be fielded. You know, we won the World Series with three starters. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think that team was, I don't think we get enough credit. And even just because, I mean, even winning one, like, it's hard to win the World Series, man. It's really, you have to have a lot of luck. You have to have a lot of things go right. You know, obviously the Yankees and Derek and the core four made it look easy for a long time, but it's not easy. And, you know, the one championship he did win, had it not been for him, we don't win.
Yeah.
If you think about the big home runs that he hit in the Twin Series against the Angels, obviously the double that he hit down the line in Philly, but the ball that he hit off the camera in right field, like, he had a monster postseason, and he was the reason why we won.
Now, I apologize to Tiki and Sean, but I have to ask a somewhat anti-A-Rod question, okay?
Oh, God, come on.
Carefully.
I'm shredding very, very carefully.
Evan's trolling over here, CeCe.
I'm not trolling. I'm asking, I think, a very interesting...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Question. As a competitor, when the story came out that Alex had been involved in illegal steroid use, as a teammate, was your response to be like, whatever, doesn't matter? Was there anger? As a competitor, a guy who faced him many times, what was your personal response when that first story came out about Alex doing that?
I mean, I played in the steroid era, I'm saying with air quotes, but it never bothered me, the guys that were on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I just feel like in the league, you were either on it or you weren't. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a lot of guys doing it, and there was a lot of guys that were doing it that weren't good players. So, you know, it never bothered me that, you know, guys, it was just the times that, you know, we played in. As far as the first time I heard about Alex was my very first spring training.
Right.
Yep. My very first day, we have a press conference, and, you know, it's Alex, you know, with the whole scandal. But to me, in my mind, I'm like, because everywhere I had been in Cleveland and obviously in Milwaukee, the first person they come to is my locker. So the first thing I did when I walk into that press conference, I'm like the eighth guy down on the totem pole. Like, I can fly under the radar here. This is going to be great. Like, nobody's going to come to my locker and ask questions. Like, I got Derek here. I got Mo, Posada, A-Rod. Like, there's so many different distractions that I'm going to get lost in this clubhouse. So, obviously it was a tough time for him and for the team, but my first initial thought was like, wow, I can fly under the radar because he got so many stars.
Yeah. No, and it obviously became a long-time story. And then the whole suing the team thing at the end became dicey. And it what do you think the relationship is with Alex now? I mean, do you know? I mean, you were advisor for a minute before you got to the doing stuff with the league now. But how do the Yankees feel about him?
I honestly don't know. I'm still an advisor to Cashman. I'm happy you have the spring training on Sunday.
Okay, so we need to complain to you when Cash be making them decisions.
So I'll be down there, headed down there Sunday. But I honestly don't know. I mean, I know he does a lot of stuff with the league, and I know he's, with Fox and with the broadcast and stuff. So I know he's pretty busy. But I honestly really don't know what his relationship is. I don't know what anybody's status is with the team, though.
Yeah.
I think we kind of just, once you retire, you go.
Yeah, you're either around or you're not.
Exactly. You know, and the last couple of years, he hadn't been around. When he retired, though, at the beginning, when I was still there, he was around a lot.
So I'm very curious about this. We had Ryan Dempster on yesterday. And the only reason we had Ryan Dempster on was because, well, he decided to take matters into his own hands by drilling A-Rod on that night, Sunday night in Boston. You were pitching for the Yankees that night. I don't know if anybody remembers.
I was pitching that night.
Yeah, you were. And you didn't.
Wow.
And you didn't hit anybody. And I'm not criticizing you. I know why, because they issued warnings. And if you go out and drill a Red Sox after A-Rod got hit, you're thrown out of the game. So basically,
That never mattered to me.
No.
I would have to see that game again. I didn't know I was pitching that day.
You don't remember that? I'm going to fact-check myself now.
I remember that night because it was the best. Like, A-Rod handled it himself. He went deep the next at-bat.
You're right, yes.
Like, there's no point for me to hit anybody after you hit the guy and then he takes you deep. Like, if you know what I'm saying? Like, and I love Dempster and everybody understands why he did it and it is what it is, but A-Rod handled it himself. He hit a home run the next at-bat.
If you were playing a charity softball game against somebody and they laid down a bunt, how would you respond? Would you want to drill them or tackle them?
That happened yesterday in Travis Scott's softball game down in Houston. I was pretty pissed off.
Wait, you hit a home run in that game, didn't you?
In the softball game? I did. Why would you try to bunt in the softball game? That would make no sense.
Because, CC, it's the only way that I can get on base. I can't hit. I'm just fast, so I can't hit.
The only reason I would do it, mainly because I'm a terrible athlete, but because that was the one thing it appeared to piss you off. Mm-hmm. Like, when you were on the mound, if someone bunted, you looked almost angry at them. Like, what the hell are you doing? What kind of numbskull are you laying down a bunt? So I would always think, boy, I would just try to piss CC off by laying down a bunt. That'd be my thought.
No, it just depends on the situation. If it's a guy, you know, a top of the lineup guy, I had no problem. But the guys that I didn't like bunting were the guys that were supposed to be the power hitters or guys that are, you know, I always just wanted to compete.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like when guys bunted, they just gave up or felt like, you know, they didn't want to compete. So I remember I yelled at Corey Seager one time because he bunted with two outs. And I was just like, don't even come up here. Like, I can take these pitches off. I can go sit in the dugout. If you don't want to hit, like, why am I throwing you baseball?
We're talking to CC Sabathia. Do you think the Yankees should retire A-Rod's number?
Man, I think they should retire his number, and I think Seattle should retire his number too. Mm. I mean, he's one of the greatest players that ever played baseball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely going to retire your number. Have they confirmed that yet, or are they just waiting until Hall of Fame eligibility? What's the deal with that?
I don't know if I make it, man.
Bro, you're a black ace, man. You are black
Yankee
ace.
History, but I mean, it's a lot to make it into Monument Park. There's some real guys out there, so. Hopefully one day, you know, it happens, but I can't say I would be disappointed if it doesn't happen because of the guys that are in Yankees in Monument Park.
Yeah, feel you, CC, but the longer they keep going and don't win another championship, the more the 09 one gets inflated.
No, and by the way, they got five more years. If not, it's Sean Morash presents CC Sabathia Day and retires number here.
Hey, CC.
I'll take that.
Yeah, no doubt. But you got to come in studio when we retire you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you,
good luck to Lil C in Georgia Tech. Hopefully he gets healthy. I'll see you soon.
I appreciate you guys.
Best of the fam.
The great CC Sabathia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.